The following podcast contains content not suitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. You're listening to the FPS Freaks Podcast, the official podcast of FlySight Gaming. In this week's episode, Tyler and Austin talk about Star Wars Angry Birds, Skyrim updates for PC, and much more. They will be reviewing the Medal of Honor Warfighter beta and discussing the new PlayStation 3 ad campaign. So get ready for episode 14 of the FPS Freaks Podcast.
What is up, all you lovely, beautiful, gorgeous people? You guys are listening to the FPS Freaks podcast. I actually got that one out that time.
Yeah, amazingly, sadly.
So, I'm going to apologize in advance here. You guys are probably going to have a little bit of a hard time understanding me this episode because I have braces, right? And I just had to go to get them tightened today, and my dentist thought it would be a good idea to put in a palate expander. So I've got this nice little bridge of metal all up in the roof of my mouth, and some words are a lot harder to say than others, and they sound really weird. So Austin might be doing a little bit more talking in this episode.
What? You know. We did not discuss that.
So You guys that have been listening to the FPS Freaks Pod... Freaks. I can't say it, dude.
Freaks Podcast.
You guys that have been listening to this podcast since episode 1 or, you know, since episode 9, whenever you started listening to us, you should know by now that I'm Tyler.
I'm Austin.
And you guys are listening to the podcast.
The FPS Freaks Podcast. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
How about that?
We are a little bit of news from the past week. We are now the official podcast of FlySight Gaming. We've talked about FlySight in a couple episodes, you know, before. Now we are actually official partners with FlySight. So
officialness is amazingness.
That's basically that. But so, Austin, how have you been? What have you been doing?
I have been good. I have been waiting for the Minecraft 1.8.2 update to come out.
As everyone else has been.
Yes, yes. And, well, I should probably save this other part for Minecraft Madness.
Probably.
That is my favorite part.
I know what you're going to talk about.
By the way, I'm wearing my Minecraft hat today, so I got some good Minecraft luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck with them creepers. Trying to run me over earlier.
But, what have you been playing this week, Austin?
Minecraft.
That's it?
And Battlefield.
Minecraft and Battlefield. So this week, for me, playing some MW3. You know, started playing a little bit of Battlefield 3. And I got my hands on with the Medal of Honor Warfighter beta, and we're going to talk about that in a later part of the episode for the weekly review. That's basically it. I did a lot of gaming today, with the people from Mafia Gaming. We're going to give them, you know.
I can't say that word.
Mafia. It's Mafia, not Mafia.
I can't say it, Mafia, very good. I mean, if you want me to say it like that, give me about a month, and then you get it.
You know, they're from Britain, and I'm not making fun of them, but they don't pronounce it like in America. We pronounce it Mafia.
How would they pronounce it?
They pronounce it in Britain, Mafia. They're like, Mafia. Yeah, they're like, add Mafia Assault to the party. And we're like, what? And it's Mafia, bro. But I had fun with them. We've been gaming, like, all day today. Me and Mafia Hunter and Mafia Assault actually started a platoon on the beta. So if you guys want to join our platoon, it's called the Vanguards of Doom.
Platoon.
If you would like to join the platoon, you can just message me on Xbox Live. That's Jeremiah Weed.
Messages. Yeah, amazingness.
And my stuff's always in the description, so you can message me on Xbox and be like, hey, dude, I want to join your platoon
because
you're so awesome.
Stuff?
Austin's retarded. He pronounces Mafia Mafia. So.
I say Mafia just because it's fun to say, okay?
Okay.
Now, why don't you and your Mafia back off?
But, so, yeah, that's basically this week. You know, I've been playing a little bit. Had to go to the doctor, but we're not going to talk about that this episode. We might wait a little bit on that one. It was kind of awkward.
Next episode.
Yeah, next episode we can talk about it all we want.
Yeah.
But, so, that's basically it for what you've been playing. Austin, do you have anything to say?
I do have one. You're stupid.
I'm pretty sure you said that on episode 9. I'm not going to lie.
I did.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Okay. Well, I can't remember that. I ain't got good memory.
Deja vu.
Definite.
Yeah.
Just so, it has these amazing stands that we got from the church.
Yeah, thieves. So let's hop into the news here.
Yeah.
So
let's go on in
the news.
News.
So that is our homemade soundboard right there.
Yep.
So the first thing up on here, I'm going to let Austin read because once again, I said that, you know, it's kind of hard for me to talk this episode because of this whole metal crafted from the lava from the river Styx is in my mouth. It was crafted straight from the forges of hell.
Language.
So, but yeah, Austin, you can read this. I can't even say read, dude. You can
talk
about
it. Okay,
this.
Okay.
I'm going to have to learn how to say like a bunch of different words. You can talk about Assassin's Creed
3.
The new Assassin's Creed game.
I've found this so funny how you can't talk. Well, anyways, Assassin's Creed 3 Ubisoft Workshop Edition confirmed for PC.
What? That's basically it.
Yeah, basically.
No. So, we learned about this back in May for the consoles, you know, and Ubisoft can now confirm it's available for the PC. You can pre-order this version by going to this website here, which is store.ubisoft.com/assassins-creed-iii-collector-ubisoft-edition.
That's a lot. You might want to put that in the description.
That will be in the description. And it's $99. It's really cheap.
Limited edition for Xbox is better.
And it comes with the AC3 or the Assassin's Creed Encyclopedia, second edition, Assassin's Creed Subject 4 comic book. And of course, you know, the game. All for $99.
Yep.
It comes in this nice box that's from Abstergo. And it's it says Desmond Miles file. It's got all these cool barcodes and stuff. And
that's a bit scary. It's like, yo, Desmond, we're putting your name on this box. Do I get credit? No, you don't.
So, yeah, that's the Assassin's Creed. Dadgum, dude, this sucks. It's so hard to do a podcast.
I kind of find it very funny.
I mean. So, but that's the first news here, the AC3 UB Workshop Edition. And that is confirmed for PC, and, you know, that will hit stores October 30th. So, the next thing, this is kind of funny. Me and Austin kind of laughed about it here. But I'm going to do some music while Austin talks about this.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, I can't take you seriously, Tyler.
Fine, I'll do it quieter.
Well, okay, I gotta cut down on the laughing. Well, apparently Star Wars Angry Birds has been announced, and it looks very funny because
sorry.
Really?
All right, so keep going.
Well, apparently Rio issued
Ravio.
Oh, Ravio. I can't see it from
okay,
over
so
here.
Ravio tested his next Angry Birds game today, which this was October 5th, so this was yesterday. And it appears that they're going to a galaxy far, far, far away. The developer is hosting this event in Times Square on October 8th at 10 a.m. Eastern, where they will get the full reveal, more than likely.
Full reveal, people.
But I'm just kind of wondering, dude.
How will they do that exactly?
Yeah.
I guess they have, like, Stormtrooper Angry Birds set up, and then they, like, have...
Like, if you look in this, you know, you can see in this picture we're looking at here that is clearly the Blackbird.
The Blackbird. Well, you never know. It's just,
you know, okay,
shadowed
well,
over
no,
its face.
Okay, you know what I'm... Okay, you know what, actually, I just kind of thought of this.
What?
Basically, what it's going to be is instead the birds are going to be the Jedis.
Meow.
Jedis. And then the Sith are going to be the pigs, pretty much. So, like,
really?
The Siths are going to look like... The pigs are going to, I guess, look like Darth Vader, probably.
Oh, that's going to be so cool. Like, Darth Vader. Like, you have, like, a Luke bird. He's like, Luke.
Yeah, you know, like...
Fall.
Like,
wait, I am
this one look. This looks like Obi-Wan Kenobi right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it does. Actually, Tyler, we might... All right, all the links are going to be in the description, aren't they?
No, we'll put this picture up on the website.
Okay.
But, I mean... But this looks like it could be an Obi-Wan Kenobi kind of thing. And I think, you know, that there will probably be a Yoda one.
That will be cool.
Maybe like the little blue one. You know the little blue bird?
Yeah, the little blue bird. Yeah, Yoda. Definitely.
Probably, you know. So I think that this would be kind of cool, but I don't know how they're going to incorporate the lightsabers. Maybe that's what you use to fire.
Possibly. I don't know.
I don't know, but I think it's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah. Very cool, actually.
Very, very cool thing. Like, at first I was kind of, you know, but now after kind of talking about it for a little while, it seems like a pretty cool idea.
Yeah. Now, we're moving on.
I don't know, dude. Anything else you want to talk about this?
Yes. I used to have the Angry Birds song stuck in my head so much that my friends slapped me until it came out.
Angry Birds song stuck in your head sucks.
I know, right? They can't hear us.
So, yeah, I mean, Angry Birds, you know, Angry Birds is a really fun game.
Angry Birds.
It really is. Birds. So, yeah, is that all you have to say about this piece
basically.
Of news here? So, yeah, we're moving along really quick, actually.
Yeah.
But, so, now, this is like another PC kind of thing. The Skyrim DLC Hearthfire, it launches on PC, and this was October 4th. It says players can now build their own homes in Skyrim with the release of Hearthfire on on Steam. It costs $5, and so it's now live. And Bethesda was unable to provide an update on the release of Skyrim DLC for PS3.
Boo-hoo.
Also, so what the heck?
That's not what I was pointing at. I mean, like the little thing that shows we're recording, Tyler.
What about it?
It's like not moving.
Oh.
Oh, okay. There we go.
You're so retarded.
Shut up.
But yeah, so I mean, Skyrim, this is just kind of helpful news. Austin, have you played with Hearthfire?
Hearthfire? No, I have not actually. I have Dawnguard, but that is it.
You don't have Hearthfire?
Dawnguard.
But basically what Hearthfire enables you to do is build your own house.
Yes, it actually is pretty cool.
Does it now does it you get to build everything in it? Is it like Minecraft?
Well, I'm not sure. I think what it is, you like build the supplies and stuff like that, and it like places them down for you. Really, I'm not too sure. But I do know that you can get an Alderaan skull.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But
very.
So, yeah, it's now available on PC, and like I said, Dawnguard has still yet to come to PS3, dude. Still has yet to come to PS3.
I thought let's see, I heard that the PS3 hacking was actually announced that it was not hacked.
We've already talked about that.
We did?
Yeah.
Did it get hacked or not?
It was not hacked.
How do you know that?
Because Game Informer said so.
Game Informer, really?
Hey, Game Informer's the real deal, bro.
Yes, we know it's the real deal. But it also cannot... Where'd you hear that? Off the internet? I mean, they can't put anything off the internet.
But, so yeah. What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. Why?
But, so, that is it for the news, pretty much. So we've been going for, like, 13 minutes, and it is now time... for our first round of shout-outs.
Shout-outs, yeah.
Okay, so this week our shout-outs are going to a new sponsor that we just picked up yesterday. And this sponsor group is called the Double Dash Clan. These guys are really cool. They are, I believe they're a sniping clan based in Australia.
Pew. Snipers everywhere.
Based in Australia. I don't know. They might not be snipers, so don't quote me on that. But all their stuff, they are PlayStation-based, I talked to Rich, the leader of the clan, and he was saying that he might switch to Xbox, so they might be switching to Xbox sometime in the near future. So, but definitely check out Double Dash Clan. Their stuff is going to be in the description, as well as Frontline Team. And, Team Frontline, we've been sponsoring, giving them advertisements and shout-outs, you know, for the whole season, pretty much, of this show. So, and these guys are really cool. You know, once again, their stuff's in the description. We've talked about them a lot before. I've unfortunately not got to play with these guys yet. So
I'm still going to call them Frontline Plus because that's like it's kind of funny because it's like a dog thingy or a cat, both, actually. Yeah.
And now I guess we can take a little bit of a time out of the show to talk about.
Wait, as soon as it hits 15 minutes. Now.
All right. So now we're going to take a little bit of a time out of our show to talk about our partnered group, the group that we are partnered with, and that is Fly Sight Gaming. So you can check out Fly Sight at fly-sight.com. And you go in here on this website, and I'm going to walk you through it pretty much here. So it's pulling up. But basically, you go in here, and it's an entrance portal pretty much. So you click enter. You know, you go in here, and on Fly's website, you know, you can log in and everything and get started up on their the Fly forums and stuff. And once you do that, you are now a member of Fly Sight. They're going to keep you up to date with the latest gaming news and all sorts of cool stuff like that. So so definitely check out Fly Sight Gaming. So me and Austin have been going for about 15 and a half minutes now. And
like 16 minutes to hour.
Almost 16 minutes. So Austin, do you have anything to say about Fly Sight?
Fly Sight. All I know is that it's ran by our amazing graphics designer, amazing DJ.
And like I said, Fly Sight's not completely done yet. Yeah. But they're gonna work to get it up there. To where it's working. And he said that it might actually be up right now. Let me log in. I don't know if he accepted my forum request thing. And which he did. So you go on, once you've logged in and everything, you can go to FlySight, which is the home. And it shows you all their stuff. It goes to the forum and then their forum rules. And all there. It shows their Twitter feed over there in the corner and everything. It's got all these nice forums. And then you go to our page, and it tells you everything you need to know about our podcast and everything like that. So, yeah, Fly Sight in association with us, FPS Freaks Podcast. Definitely be sure to check them out. Me and Austin are going to go take a quick break, and we are going to be back. So until then, me and Austin are going to do a skit on if the black iPhone was actually a black iPhone. Have you ever stopped and thought, what would happen if the black iPhone were actually a black iPhone? This is what me and Austin think would happen. Example 1.
Siri, what's the weather like outside?
Well, why don't you stick your head outside and find out? I'm tired of you asking me all these questions. You don't need to be asking me any of these questions when you can stick your head outside and find out for yourself. So you gonna stick it out and quit being lazy. Goodbye.
Example 2. Siri, find nearby restaurants.
Man, let me check for you. All right, I found some. You got KFC, the Watermelon Pit, McDonald's, KFC, another KFC, McDonald's, and Burger King. Which one would you like?
I think I'll pick KFC.
That's right. You love that fried chicken.
Example 3.
Siri, what do you do when a man approaches you with a knife?
Bust the cap! Bust the cap! You bust the cap! Bust the cap! You killed him! You killed him dead! Bust the cap! Then eat your fried chicken! Bust the cap! Thank you!
And this is what would happen if Siri were racist.
Yo, Siri, I need directions.
Sorry. I could find no cotton fields in your area.
Yo, Siri, I need some KFC.
What power? What power? What power? What power? What power?
And now back to the show. All right, guys, we are back. I hope you enjoyed that last skit. If we offended you in any way, we do not care.
Yep, don't. Sorry, Ryan.
Yeah, sorry, Ryan. So, yeah, this is the second part of the podcast. And as always, we start the second part of the podcast off with a very special skit.
This is my favorite part, as all of y'all know. So I'm pretty sure after I said that, y'all all know what it is. And that is Minecraft Madness.
So now time to cue the intro.
Wait, intro? What's the intro?
And now it's time for Minecraft Madness with Austin.
Yeah!
Everybody, now it is time for Minecraft Madness. Dude, I just farted.
I did not need to know that, but...
I'm just kidding for all of you that... Wondered. No, I did not.
I had to turn myself around there.
But now it's time for Minecraft Madness, so we're going to let Austin have the wheel here.
Woo! Pull up Minecraft Wiki.
Minecraft Wiki.
We also got to search up the seed at the same time. See, what the crap was that? Whoa.
What?
Go back to FlySide's website. What is that? Oh, wow. They had a creeper.
Have you not seen Fly's new intro?
No.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I'll show it to you.
All right. Show it to me later, though.
Yeah.
But pull up Minecraft Wiki, please. All right, guys, search up 1.8.2 update, because I always read off that. Don't know why I already know everything about it. But, well, actually, just search up upcoming features and click Xbox. It's much easier. But anyways, as many of you may already know, Xbox Live Arcade has been posting live footage of 1.8.2.
That was just yesterday and today.
Yeah, it was yesterday and today, sadly. So I'm sure that you might can't watch it anymore.
You can go on, I believe, you can go on to their Twitch, and they've got them saved, like they've got them archived.
Okay, well, Tyler, click where you just typed in Minecraft for Xbox 360. Backspace all of it. All of it. Now search upcoming features. Now click the first one there. That one. Good boy. Now, anyways, now click Xbox 360 versions.
Oh, this makes sense now.
Yeah, so much easier. But for some reason, they haven't been posting the to be announced or anything like that for some reason. And, well, as many of you may know, it is in Microsoft cert testing. Thank God.
And cert testing only takes, what, 7 to 10 days?
7 to 10 days to 5 to 10 days.
Hmm.
So it might be out tomorrow or late tonight or next weekend.
Anytime within today and next weekend.
Yeah, anytime within there. And hopefully it comes out late tonight because... I'm going to be up all night, so anyone who wants to play Minecraft with Eddie the Enderman, send me a friend request.
Mm-hmm.
Like anyone will, because we only got like 56 viewers.
Mm-mm-mm.
Not even that.
Mm-mm.
I got more.
Yeah. All right, so, Austin, you know, we've already talked about this, but we can get creative mode, super flat, hunger bar. NPC villages, mineshafts, strongholds, ravines, music discs, new combat mechanics, chargeable bows, critical hits, sprinting.
Okay, we already know what's in the update, Tyler.
Enderman.
Oh, God, yes. Enderman. Yes. Enderman.
Silverfish. Isn't there vines? Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, there's vines. But, like, what's cool... I have been having my friends talk to me about Enderman and Silverfish sounds. Like, in PC, it said that Enderman and Silverfish used to have these sounds of zombies and spiders. Mm-hmm. Which, I was thinking they were going to do that in Xbox, but then I watched the live footage, and they have their normal sounds, like they should. Thankfully, or else I wouldn't be playing Minecraft anymore, because I don't... like it when an Enderman has a zombie noise, because that just, like, make things feel weird for me.
It's like, whirr. Yeah, that it's whole like, thing. Blah, blah,
blah. I like his cool voice, because... Okay, for all you people who have not played PC version of Minecraft, do not look in the Enderman's eyes.
Mm-mm.
It will kill you.
No.
You can't, like, it's one of the... Well, actually, it's about as hard as the Ender Dragon to kill. If you don't know what the Ender Dragon is, then... you're stupid.
You never played Minecraft for PC.
Yeah. And, well, Endermans are very, very hard to kill. You try attacking them, they'll instantly disappear before you hurt them. And then one can be all the way, like, teleport all the way. in front of you and then instantly dash at you and attack you.
Yeah, they're so very difficult to kill.
Very.
Not fun.
Now, silverfish, here's a tip. When you're walking through a cave, look on the grounds. Keep an eye on the grounds. Silverfish like to hide in stone blocks. So, in all seriousness, they will come out of a stone block and start attacking you. Now, silverfish are small and hard to see. They basically blend in with stone.
How much
stone.
Damage do silverfish do?
Silverfish, I'm not sure how much they do. I think they do basically the same amount as either a spider or a zombie.
Attack strength is one heart.
Oh, I take that back. But they are, well, they do have 8 hearts and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it doesn't drop anything. It draws 5 experience, but XP is not coming out in 1.8. That has been announced, and that really sucks. But XP bar is coming out, and that I find, why did I just say XP bar? I meant the hunger bar is coming out, which I really want the hunger bar, mostly because it make the game more fun and you actually got to eat every once in a while mm-hmm. instead of just saving your food. So for all you people who see a pig and you're on peaceful mode, you see a pig, you just stare at it and walk away.
Me?
Yeah, you, Tyler. Now what you need to do is start killing them pigs, because with the hunger bar, you better eat.
It's actually like real life. If you don't eat,
yeah, you starve.
So, but do you know how long the hunger bar lasts? Like
hunger bar, I am not sure. You can probably search it up on the wiki real quick.
Sure, but I can.
Sprinting will actually make your hunger bar go down faster.
Well, obviously,
they have also announced that they have added a little animation of you sprinting up in the left-hand corner of the screen, and well. I don't think, how many hands is it that you cannot, if you have like a certain amount of hands, you can't sprint. I think that might be 3 right there. One is not able to sprint.
If her food level is 6, which is 3 hams or less.
Yeah, 3 hams or less. So that's basically it, really.
Wow. Yeah. Now, another thing, I know you were watching the live streams.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't watching them as much.
I stared at them.
Now, did in the live stream, did they mention anything about the control for sprinting?
Now, the control for sprinting, see, the thing is, for some reason, they were having a bit of website problems, and they had it to where the video was behind the sound, so it was kind of hard to put things together. You basically just had to watch and see what was going on. But they did add, well, they did show creative mode. They did show all of the discs have now been added, and my favorite is Chirp. I'm sure a lot of you like Chirp out there. And, well, they have added one other thing that I just forgot about.
Well, what was it?
I just said I forgot, and you just asked me what it was.
It's on this list, I bet.
It probably is.
So did they show all the new NPCs?
They did show an NPC village.
But I saw that.
Yeah, but there are no NPC villagers.
No, I mean, did they show the actual, like, the new mobs?
Mobs.
Like Enderman,
yeah,
Silverfish.
They showed an Enderman. They showed an Enderman, but I don't think I saw a Silverfish, to be honest. But they did show a abandoned mine shaft. They really do look amazing.
I saw that one.
And for all you people who have probably been wondering, like me, if they have added unlimited worlds, well, just to let you know, they are not unlimited. They are 3 million blocks by 3 million blocks, which is so much bigger.
How big are they right now? Do you know?
To be honest, I'm not sure. Maybe 1,000 by 1,000, but it does take some time to walk across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could probably go all the way in a corner of a world, look at your map, and find out there.
Probably.
Yeah.
We might try that and then get back with you on next week's episode.
Yes, we will.
So,
well, next week's episode is probably going to already be out, so.
Yeah. So, I was going to review the Medal of Honor Warfighter beta. I guess I can give you a quick review. But some stuff's happening here, and we're going to have to go just a little bit early. But Medal of Honor Warfighter, basically, this is the graphics are almost similar to Battlefield 3. It's made on the Frostbite 2 engine, almost similar as Battlefield 3. The only thing wrong with this beta is lag. is tremendous.
Bad. It's just terrible. Trust me, I tried playing.
I mean, and I think that it will get better as the beta progresses on. But it's a really fun beta. I mean, it's like it feels exactly like the old Medal of Honor. And definitely, if you feel like getting this game and you like Medal of Honor or Battlefield, I definitely recommend this one. And we're going to be putting a full on like class review and a review of gameplay on our YouTube channel, so be sure to check that out.
Yeah.
So the next thing we've got is some shout-outs. So we've got the Zero Gaming team and Mafia Gaming. So Zero Gaming, we'll start with them. You know, these guys are really awesome. Once again, we've been trying to help them out for this whole season, and all their stuff's in the description. Mafia, we talked about them a little bit at the beginning. These guys are really freaking cool. I was, like, gaming with them all day today. Like, these... Mafia is the clan I've had the most fun with because they actually like, hey, dude, you want to play some Call of Duty? And they're actually adding me. So, like, these are really active within the podcast as well.
Yes, very.
And they're really fun people. Like, Austin, I don't know. I think you were in a party with Bacon.
Yeah, I was in a party with Bacon, and he sent me a message saying I was retarded because I kept saying Mafia instead of Mafia.
But, yeah, Mafia is probably by far, like, one of my favorite clans that we sponsor. I mean, no offense, Zero or Double Dash or Frontline. But, like, Mafia and Fly, you know, I mean, DJ, he's cool, and then Mafia, like, all these guys. These guys, like, they invited me to their party, and I just felt like I was part of their group. You know, I was like, oh, this is cool. They just, like, accepted you right in.
Didn't they say something about, like, them needing to get people in, but they need to get good people in?
Yeah, they need good people.
Yes, I'm glad I remember that.
Need. Can you say it, Austin, please?
Need.
Okay, so they're looking for new recruits, but they're wanting people with skill. Like, got this kid in today that had, like, 30 kills at least every friggin' match. So, I mean, you have to be pretty skillful for these guys. But like I said, they're really cool. And but definitely check out Mafia and Zero and all them. Like I said, I mean, you probably think that I'm showing favoritism to Mafia and Fly, but the only... reason why is because, I mean, they actually do stuff with us. Double Dash, they're on PS3, so we can't do anything with them. But Frontline and Zero, like, really, we don't hear from them a lot. So that's the only reason I guess I'm showing favoritism. But the next thing is our discussion, and we're going to blizz right through this. We're going to discuss this Sony new PS3 ad campaign. Like, me and Austin looked at this, and what did you think of it on, like, first glance, Austin?
I think that without watching the video, it looks kind of cool. But when you watch the video for it, you just want to rip your eyes out.
The new PlayStation looks awesome. But
yeah, it really does.
But me, if I bought this, if you haven't watched it, this is a spoiler alert. But basically, you're watching it, and then, like, at the very end, a freaking zombie comes out of the PlayStation and, like, tries to grab you. And I'm like, what the heck is this? It's Japanese. So I was like, is that, like... I don't know what they were trying to go for, like, scaring the kids into buying this, like, buy this or I'll get you. But I know if I were to buy it and I were a little kid, I'd be, like, freaking out. I'd be waking up in the middle of the night staring at my PlayStation like, that zombie's going to come out any minute. I just know it. And then, you know, Siri, when's the monster going to come out? Man, why don't you see for yourself? I mean, I don't know. But, quite a quick thing about that sketch. Me and Austin just came up with it on the fly, so if you didn't like it, no, we don't care. Sorry if it offended anybody, but we really honestly don't care.
Yeah,
we really
don't. Well, I did get stared at by four black guys because I have these, like, green, really green shoes that I wear with my creeper outfit. And, well, we were in Brahms in Hugo, Oklahoma. For many of you that do not know, that place... is black
very bad
paradise.
It's the ghetto.
Yeah, the ghetto. Yeah, but we were sitting there, and well, they sat at the table directly beside the exit of the door. You mind stop singing?
I had to sing in the ghetto.
Oh my god! But they were sitting at the table directly beside the door of Brahms, and well, I was dumping my stuff, putting it in the trash. And then I heard one of them say, "Man, look at them shoes. I want them shoes." And so I walked silently out the door, and as soon as they couldn't see me anymore, I ran to my car.
Well, obviously. They'll probably kill you.
Yeah, because if I stayed in there any longer, I would have sprinted out before I even got to the door if I heard, ch-ch.
No, I can't. You know, it sounds like we're just being racist, but
yeah, it kind of does.
You don't know Hugo, Oklahoma.
Yeah, you really don't.
So, this episode, you know, it's only like 34 minutes. This is a short episode for us here at the FPS Freaks. But we are going to have to wrap it up. Like I said, some stuff has came up, and I'm having to leave a little early. But, be sure to check out all the clans that we talk about. You know, we're now paired up with FlySight, so be sure to check those guys out. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I mean, once again, I'm Tyler.
I'm Austin.
And you've been listening to the podcast,
I guess. You've been listening to the FPS Freaks podcast.
You can check us out on Twitter at FPS Freak, at Facebook.com/FPS Freaks, YouTube.com/user/FPS Freaks Podcast, and then as always at FPSFreaksPodcast.com. And also for that full review of the Medal of Honor Warfighter beta, that is going to be on our YouTube channel as well. And check out our Twitter, pretty much. We mainly post on Twitter. But
yeah.
Thank you guys. We love you so much. And thank all of you for your listener support and everything.
And I do have one announcement to make.
Okay.
Tyler, this is kind of out of the blue. I forgot to tell you this before we started, but do you think it would be kind of an okay idea if people posted any more information that they have found out over Minecraft 1.8?
Okay. So, if you want, you can tweet at us with the hashtag Minecraft Madness. And just have our name in it and then the hashtag Minecraft Madness, and then we'll know what you're talking about. And if there's anything like big, we will probably talk about it on the podcast next week or whenever we do the next podcast.
I will.
Awesome. Well, yeah, that's all for him. So yeah, thank you guys for listening to this episode. We will see you guys next week on episode 15 of the FPS Freaks podcast. What power? What power? What power? What power?